animals less healthy than you can't nourish you.
Are you surviving or are you thriving?
Are you too busy to live?
Do you have grain brain?
That was brain.
Fight for your life. Get your prescription for health today.
Is Mother Nature too good to be
it's
true?
Not you, it's the food. It's a no-grainer.
Oh. That isn't happening to us.
It's already happening to you, woman. Join our army of Minas.
Keep the government off our farms.
Make it happen today.
Save the bacon.
Save the bacon.
It's time to drop some atomic mom bombs.
It's not me. It's you. Invest in your life.
Yay! Her name is Neethi.
Friends, it's Neethi the pharmacist, and I'd love to welcome you to our second season. I am really excited about the work that we're doing this year because I'm working on doing an internet TV show with two lovely ladies, Janae Williams and Valerie Cruz, and I hope that you'll tune in. We're calling that show Our View. So it's the Our View series that I will also be sharing with you here on our podcast this year. And we will still continue to have just some audio podcasts as well, because I have several guests that are on farms, as you know, that their internet isn't really all that awesome. And so we are unable to capture video with them or a live video stream. And so you're going to be able to still enjoy conversations that we're having with them via podcast. You can also check us out on YouTube and, you know, get to know us on video, which I think will be pretty exciting for folks.
Shall we begin? Let's begin.
Hey friends, I am Neethi the pharmacist, here with my co-hosts, Janae Williams and Valerie Cruz, and we are on full. Welcome to Our View. Hey, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, everyone.
How are we feeling, ladies?
Feeling awesome. Great.
So, today.
What are we talking about today?
We are here to talk about regenerative lifestyles. And the show is, you know, we want everyone in the community to understand what a regenerative lifestyle is. And how can we all be more regenerative in the way that we are participating in life?
Yes.
What do you think?
Good.
Absolutely.
So what does that mean? What is happening right now? So there's three big problems that are happening with society. So it's a result of the centralization of society. So we're actually being socially engineered.
Hmm.
And this means what? You know, we have a moment where we're all being socially, okay, you know, help me out, Janae.
We're all being socially engineered. There are things that are happening underneath the surface that we're not aware of, and we think that we're living our everyday lives making the best choices. However, those choices aren't the best. We feel, a lot of people have said, just nothing is good. You know, everything is bad for you. But it's not, that's a cop-out. Mm-hmm. That's not the case.
Actually, what's happening is that I think right now that there is no one that would argue that we're not satisfied as a people with the way that our health is. We're not satisfied as a people in the way that health care is. We're not satisfied in the way that our environment is going right now. We know that there are environmental issues, right? And we also know, there is no argument that can be made. You know, everyone knows that. I think that everyone thinks there's a government problem. I'm not sure if it's a government problem. It's more of a centralization problem. We have centralized education. We have centralized food. We have centralized healthcare. And those are the three things that everybody's always fighting about.
Right.
And everybody is expecting some politician to make better. And the truth is that those are all distractions. These
yes.
conversations are distractions. The actual thing what's happening is that the earth is browning. I mean, the main problem that no one wants anyone to actually notice and talk about
mm-hmm.
is that the earth is browning. It's very
what
simple.
Does that mean when you say the earth is browning?
So, you know, it started like, you know, I think everyone thinks that when you're thinking of the browning of the earth, it's really just happening in Africa. And I think in everyone's like vision of our planet, you know, it's very blue, it's very bright, it's very green. And then there's this one brown spot, which is Africa, which has always been that way, supposedly. And that's a lie. The truth is that the migrations have stopped. Why have the migrations stopped? The migrations have stopped because human beings have actually interfered with the predator-prey systems.
Yes.
You know, because wouldn't it be better if we didn't have to run from the lions and the tigers?
Right. That's very inconvenient to have them. Right.
Yeah, it is. It's inconvenient. You know, people's lives are being threatened. And let's be honest, if you have a landmass and there's human beings and then there's lions and tigers, who's going to win?
Lions and tigers.
No, the human beings, because we're at the top of the food chain.
But people envision the lions,
and tigers, and that's why they
try and dominate them and
right.
try to stay away from them.
So isn't it that human beings were going to do something about that, right? And so they did. So there used to be a time not long ago, I think there are many people that are still alive that would remember a time when you would measure herds by miles wide and miles long. It was never, you know, a herd of 10,000 or even a million. You couldn't count the herd. The herd was so thick, so deep, you know, that there was no way to count how many creatures were in the herd. It was just that you had, you know, miles deep and miles long of lions and tigers and elephants,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
Okay, so do you remember
what
this?
What I'm hearing you say is that the earth is getting drier. That's what you're saying.
Right.
The earth is getting drier and not rich with nutrients and density of greenery and flowers and things like that. It's just brownness. That's what I'm hearing you say.
Right. It's called, there's a fancy word for this, okay? It's called desertification. So the desertification of the land is what is actually the detriment to humanity right now.
Mm.
And we are being bombarded with topics that are irrelevant. Like I call those topics, what do you call it? Shiny bright lights, shiny bright light. You know, so these are distractions. They want everyone to have a conversation about how we don't like the politicians, whoever they are, or, you know, so-and-so so bad for leading the country,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, what are some of the other distractions?
Kim Kardashian.
Yes. Yes.
The Star.
Yes.
The Inquirer.
You know, all this reality TV type stuff. Or some of the other distractions might be also, you know, the arguments. You should eat like this to be healthy. You should eat
right.
like this to be healthy. You should eat like this. Who cares? How about you just don't eat poison?
So whenever this is going on, we're taking our minds off of the real problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to make sure that we're not distracted with the little shiny things. What's really going on while we're distracted?
The earth is drying up. And you know what's so interesting about that? Is the earth is drying up and only two giant, you know, centralized pieces. I'm calling them, they're centralized corporations, okay? So, you know, everyone acts like it's just the centralized government that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
When actually they're centralized corporations taking over the world. They're not just some governments. It's not one or two governments, okay? And in fact, our government isn't even run by the people as it should be, because that is what we want, right?
Right.
We want our government to be sovereign. We want our government to actually go back to what it was originally built upon, which was the freedom of the people, which would incorporate, you know, food freedom, health independence. You know, we don't want to be reliant on anyone, somebody making, you know, billions of dollars, you know, and profiting. They're profiteering off of the suffering of the people, when actually they're profiteering also by, you know what, browning the earth. Because if you brown the earth, now everyone is going to have to rely on chemistry project food. Because the truth is, we can't go without, you know, we can only go 30 days without food. Mm-hmm. We all know this. There's no, you don't require, do you require scientific proof for this evidence?
No.
I mean, I think the fact is that everybody knows that you can only go 30 days without food. Okay. The problem today is that they have created all these distractions. They've confused everybody. And, you know, we've all been stripped of our innate gut instincts. There's no, you know, natural instincts anymore. There's no, you know, you can't have religion. You can't have instincts. You can't have confidence. They've taken confidence away. They act like they're giving everyone consumer confidence. Consumer confidence and the confidence I'm talking about are two different things. Okay.
Right.
So consumer confidence is definitely like at its height. Because you have Amazon, you have everything on the internet, you have every way to research, you know, like the highest and the best of whatever you think you need to buy. The problem is that no one is looking at the fact that the earth is browning and you can't have food. Like, you can't have real food without green.
If we traced back what's convenient to us, we probably wouldn't be able to trace it back to the ground.
Right.
Right? You know, and what we want most of all, what everyone wants, is security. So we have a false trust in those that we believe are taking care of us. However, how is, if they're taking care of us, how is the earth browning? How is our soil being devoid if they're taking care of us?
First of all, why are we not all responsible for ourselves? Like, there used to be, there was a time when everyone had to be responsible for themselves. And at this moment, I think that if you want other people to be responsible for you, then you don't get a vote. If other people are going to be responsible for you, if you expect everyone to do everything for you, then you don't get a vote. That's that moment.
I don't think it's about other people being responsible for you. I think it's about convenience. People are blinded, in my opinion, by convenience. If this is right here in front of me,
right,
and I can just take that thing that's in front of me, I'm going to do that rather than have to inconvenience myself and get it somewhere else, inconvenience myself and do it myself, which will take more time, which would take more effort. And so it's that convenience factor that is driving people to be more trusting.
So did we or did we not somewhere get programmed to believe that convenience was more important than anything?
Yes,
we got
did.
Programmed.
You know,
yes,
the convenience was more important. So
convenience and packaging.
Yes.
Everything has to look a certain way. You know, you God forbid something's in a mason jar and it's beige or brownish looking. Then it can't be good. It's got to have something in it to give it a purple color or
shiny
whatever.
Bright lights.
Right.
And,
which doesn't lead to
and
anything
that's because,
nutritious.
That's because it's aesthetically pleasing.
Right.
Nowadays, that's what people focus on is it aesthetically pleasing and is it convenient?
Okay. Well, I think also it's interesting that what we currently believe to be aesthetically pleasing isn't natural. You know, there used to be a time when you would think nature was aesthetically pleasing.
You're right.
But that is no more, you know, like there is no passion for nature.
And that's because nature has been adulterated. So our generation, a lot of them don't even know what nature looks like.
Because
when you go into the grocery store and
adulterated?
You see these perfectly circular apples, they're all red. Nothing has a blemish. Like a, you know what that means? That means even a worm doesn't want it. Right. Really?
So is nature adulterated or is the idea of what nature is that's been adulterated? Because nature actually...
Nature is not adulterated. You're right.
Right. Nature hasn't been adulterated. It's the idea.
It's the idea.
So this is what I'm talking about. The social engineering, the manipulation of the people by centralizing all of these things. So what they've done is they've centralized the education, they centralized the food system, they centralized healthcare. I mean, how is that working for everybody? Are you guys happy? Like, is everyone satisfied? Because I don't know that they are. If they were satisfied, then every single political campaign wouldn't be based on that. Every single, I mean, I think it's almost, it's absurd to me. Every single political campaign is built around the three things that we are here to talk about fighting for us to have freedom from. So they have established that, you know, centralizing the food, making everyone believe that, you know, every apple should look the same. Guess what, folks? Nature is not consistent. There, you know, you ask a preschooler, and a preschooler even knows that no two snowflakes are the same.
Right.
And so how is it possible that you have a mountain, a pyramid of apples, and they all look exactly the same? Like, what is that? Or right. Eggs. I mean, yeah. Honestly, if you have a dozen eggs and all the eggs look exactly the same, what are you eating?
And, you know, it goes back to your point. We need to ask questions. We do need to be responsible. Mm-hmm. We need to think. We need to work.
But
it's not going to be easy. We need to do our homework. It's not going to be that you can rely on any one person, doctor, whatever. They are partners, but they are not going to be able to determine everything that needs to be done for you. You have to do the homework on your own.
They're there to give you objectivity. They're there to give you a different perspective so that you can make a better decision for yourself.
Right.
The problem is that right now, no one's allowed to make their own decisions. You're being bullied into every single thing. And I say when someone tries to come between you and your heartstrings, your children, your parents, then they are only the devil. Only the devil does that, not anything else. And so impossible that you allow those people into, you know, into your decision-making process. If you do, then, you know, be prepared to suffer and die.
And the people we deal with every day, you know, it's not about doctors per se. It's about, because that's just a part of the machine. You know, that's just a part of where we've come to, the bigger picture. But a lot of them don't know either. They just know. They're just influenced, just like we are. I mean, it's part of the social engineering. Mm-hmm. There's a message that we have in our mind. There's marketing going on consistently to us, to our children, consistently.
Yes.
Everyone's kind of bought into it. But when you trace any of it back, where does it go? And that's where you need to ask the question. Well, why is this here? Or why did that the doctor tell me that? Is it because it's really good for me? Is it going to help me? Or perhaps, you know, they were there meant to meet a quota with a certain medicine.
What's their motivation? So what is everyone's motivation? What's driving anyone anytime? You know, and honestly, you know, it's, you know, there's no authenticity. There is no, you know, people are trying to pretend and train themselves and coach themselves into being authentic when you could just be authentic. Like, why can't you just tell the truth? Like, what's happening? So, you know, the purpose of our show is to teach everyone, remind everyone how to reignite your innate instincts, you know? I mean, when we say things, then it should actually just make you have something click in your mind and go, wait, yeah, I already know that. Like, you know, you should be just saying, yeah, I already know that. And then wondering, why isn't what you already know actually happening? You know, why isn't it really happening? When I say to people, you know, about just the eggs or just, you know, anything that you would want to eat, you know, why is it that you can buy a box or a container of ham slices and they all look like perfect little squares when, you know, the truth is that if you actually had a hog and you sliced it, every single creature is going to look completely different. Every slice of ham is going to have a different texture. How is it possible that you have this box? I'm just using this as an example. Or what is, like, you know, bologna? It's
bologna. What is it?
It's homogenized meat.
I used to love it fried, by the way.
You know, but what they do is they take, you know, meat and they homogenize it. They pressure cook it, make a paste out of it.
Yummy.
And then put it in some tube or whatever. And so it's heavily processed. And then they, you know, cool it and mold it into this thing, whatever shape they want. And, you know, and then they slice it and they give it to you. So, I mean, I don't want to get distracted. The point of this whole discussion is we don't care what people eat. We're not trying to sell you a product. We're not trying to sell you a powder. We're not trying to sell you, you know, buy my this thing and solve this thing. We want everyone to realize that those things are all shiny bright lights.
Mm-hmm.
They're distractions. The truth is the earth is browning. We're in a state of crisis. And the only way to revive that is to have animals moving and massaging the soil. You have to revive the soil. Everything goes back to the soil. The soil is living. And right now our soil is dying because it's naked. It can't be dying because it's naked. Do you understand?
Yes.
So how do we revive it? Well, you just have animals massaging it. So they've already killed off literally all of the prey and predator people. I mean, like those creatures are, you know, how many tigers are extinct? How many lion species are extinct? I mean, Google this, people. I mean, you know, I'm not trying to sell you the lie. The truth is everywhere. Just wake up and look for it.
It starts with the fact that you don't feel well. The majority of people that I know are not feeling well, and they're masking the way that they feel with some medicine. Ibuprofen is not a daily thing that your body needs, but some people wake up in the morning, or you won't leave the house with your purse without ibuprofen.
What about your allergy pill?
At some point, I might get a headache. Why am I getting a headache?
What about your Allegra? What about your whatever? I don't remember all the names of the allergy.
Why do we have so many allergies? Why are our children all on nebulizer treatments? Why does everybody have a nebulizer with the child's name on it?
What about the belt? Why do they have the belt with the injection? What do you call it? The EpiPen.
EpiPen.
Why? Yes.
How is that normal? How
that
is
wasn't
it normal
that way before?
First of all, when I was growing up, you weren't allowed to touch needles. Never mind have one strapped to your body.
Yes. And what's that doing? That's because of allergies of food. Since when has food been rejected by our body?
Because it's not food. Because it's poison. So, you know, we're not even saying which food we want you to eat. I want you to pay attention to the conversation. The conversation is not eat this way to be that way. No. The conversation is eat real food. The purpose of this show is to train you how to identify real food. So, you know, someone said to me, well, food isn't medicine. Really? Why do you have an FDA? Why is it the Food and Drug Administration? Why do you have a USDA? If food isn't medicine, then why do we have an FDA? That's my main question.
Well, the way I see it, food,
for the centralized
food
people,
is the mechanism the you people. Use mm-hmm. for your natural healing to occur. Food is what helps energize your body, gives it nutrients, so that your body can heal and do what it's supposed to do as a system.
Right.
Your body is a system. You mm-hmm. need to feed all systems. You need to put nutrients and things that are good for it in all systems so that it can operate the way it was meant
wait
to operate.
Wait a minute. So you're trying to get holistic on it.
I am not.
I am trying to tell you
my body works the way it's supposed to work.
Okay, honestly, if you're not looking at your body as a holistic, like, whole being, if you're not trying to manage your lifestyle by managing the whole,
yes,
then it doesn't work, folks. It doesn't work because there's, you know, like a gut biome, and there's, you know, now people are violating their, you know, their blood-brain barrier. I mean, Google these things. Everyone, the information is everywhere. It's not like when we were growing up and you had to have an Encyclopedia Britannica or whatever.
Right.
Okay, now you have the World Wide Web. You have live, current, boots-on-the-ground information that people are providing, whether it be on a podcast, whether it be, you know, on just Google. People are updating it daily. So, you know, you don't need to listen to any one of us to know what the truth is, okay? I want you to look up, you know, social engineering. I want you to look up, you know, the desertification of the planet. This is a human rights, you know, problem. You have all these folks that are changing their lifestyles because they want to fight for animal rights. Why is no one doing that for human rights? Why is no one doing that for environmental rights? Mm-hmm. Why are they not doing it? You know, because by the way, we're animals that are embedded in nature. And so if we want to thrive, if we want to have a life where we're not suffering all the time, which is what I think they expect the politicians to fix, which, by the way, they have no interest in doing that. Okay, let's just be honest. Let's be clear about how politics works, okay? The politics is funded by lobbyists who have a lot of money. Who has the most money? Biotech and pharmaceutical, okay? So they are going to serve their agenda. And how did they get this power? How did they do it? They got it because we allowed corporations to have this type of power. And I want to ask the people, when are you going to rise? When are you going to take the power back? When are you going to fight for your life to not just save your life, but save the planet and stop being distracted with this ridiculous, absurd conversation about animal rights and, mm-hmm. you know, whatever nonsense? No. Why are you not fighting for humanity?
We're looking at the shiny things. Looking at the shiny things and distracted. And you said a really important thing in that, and I totally stand on this and believe this and operate in it. That's the thing. We have to operate in it.
Yes.
We innately know. We talked about this a bit ago. Mm-hmm. You know when, and I'm going back to baloney. Okay? Where did that come from? Some people don't ask the questions, but you need to ask the question. Because, yes, we are an animal. We don't thrive on ibuprofen. But what if I ate this thing and I got a headache? We're not connecting the dots.
Yes.
It could be mm-hmm. because I'm sick because of what I'm putting in my body. But then we talk about nature and going back to nature. What is this baloney? Did I do something to it to make it taste the way it does? No, but it used to be meat. How did it get that way? How did the bologna get that way? Right? You know, so how did it get so salty? I didn't put salt in it. What was the process? There's some kind of process going on.
Don't villainize salt now, Janae. Come on.
Nothing wrong with salt. But here's the thing. You got to put it in there to know exactly what it is.
Well, you got to put everything in anything if you want to know what's in it. If you're going to let other people cook for you, let's just be clear, okay? If you're going to let someone else cook for you, you don't get to say anything.
And that's a part of processed food. Somebody else has done the job.
Right. And everyone believes that that's the only way to eat because now we've actually been fear-mongered into believing that we're going to burn our house down if we try to cook. You know, you're going to catch on fire and explode and die. Or, you know, that it's impossible. You have to be a chef. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, why are you trying to cook at home? Only a chef can cook, which is absolute baloney. Baloney.
Baloney.
You know, that's going to be our word. I guess. But, like, I think the absurdity of it all, you know, should actually, you know, make you guys realize, like, what are we doing? You know, we want when you watch the show to go, I don't do that. I want you to say that. And then I want you to prove it. Mm-hmm. And I want you to share your images with our Instagram, with our Facebook, and show us what are you doing to be regenerative? Are you cooking? Do you know where your food is coming from? Are you growing it? Awesome. Great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fantastic. You know, the bigger deal, though, right now is that for us to resolve the actual real big problems that would affect the, you know, the political conversation that everyone is trying to resolve, which is healthcare, which is, you know, what are they calling it? You're going to have to help me out, ladies. What are they talking about all the time? The financial issues. You know, they want to fix the financial issues. They want to, you know, when you're watching any of the political platforms, when people are running for president or whatever, they're sitting there saying, you know, we need to fix healthcare. We're going to do this to fix healthcare. Or we need to fix, you know, national debt. We need to, you know, so you can do that by supporting local communities. Why? If you know where things are coming from, if you're growing your local economy, then everything takes care of itself. Mm-hmm. If you're cooking, everything takes care of itself. If you're even growing your own food, everything takes care of itself. If you are conscious about how you feel, if you're managing your own health care and not relying on someone else to give you permission to do what you have to do, you know, or someone else to write it out. Like, you know, why is someone writing your protocol for you? Why are you not realizing what that needs to be yourself? Why are you buying a bunch of powders and things that are enzymatically dead? You know, I mean, look it up, folks. Look up enzymatically dead versus enzymatically alive. find out. I want everyone to wake up and start educating yourself so that you can take care of yourself. You know, so that you, not because you can't have a physician to give you perspective, not that you should never go to anyone ever, you know, to test or, you know, I'm not telling you to guess and not test. I'm not talking about that. Again, shiny bright light, distractions, okay?
I like to think of it in simple terms. Mm-hmm. I think of things in simple terms. What I like to see is people working together locally so that they know, okay, conveniently, this I bought here today. I bought it here today right next to me, and I said, and I know who sold it to me, and I know what they put in it, what they're doing to it, when they put it in there, and how it affects my body. So it, to me, it's simple. You don't have to make it so complicated. And when you keep things simple, and then it grows from there, because you will have numbers. Numbers is what makes change. Mm-hmm. You start locally, it grows from there, and then you make change.
Well, how do you scale that, Valerie? How do you scale your idea?
How do you scale it? It happens. It's a natural thing, in my
opinion. Okay, you're talking about having this local food and whatever. How do you scale that?
How do you scale it? You tell me, how do you scale it?
No, I mean, everyone says to me, you know, we need to be able to make this bigger. We need to be able to grow this. Why? Why can't we all have individual relationships? Why can't we train everybody how to have individual relationships with their own producers? And why can't that be okay? And why isn't that encouraged? And why is it that everybody needs to believe that it's so inconvenient? It's not inconvenient. Are you inconvenienced?
I am not inconvenienced.
Is your life complicated?
No, it's not.
I mean, you take me as a person who doesn't like things complicated.
Yes, I do not like to complicate my life.
Is your life complicated?
It is not.
Because you're living a regenerative lifestyle.
I am.
Okay.
I'm happy to be it. Yes.
Okay. You're living a very, supposedly, according to the social engineering, inconvenient lifestyle.
Yes.
And it's not inconvenient.
But it's not. Well, that's what this show is for, Neethi. The show is for people to say, get, like Oprah always says, get an aha moment.
Yes.
You need an aha moment in order to realize that what they're saying is convenient, whoever you want to say they are, what they're saying is convenient really isn't.
The centralized media, the centralized government, the centralized medical realm, the centralized education realm, the centralized
corporations.
If your food is coming from a corporation, if your medicine is coming from a corporation, if your information is coming from one profiting corporation, if you're not able to get right down to the root cause, the truth of your reality in your life at this moment, then, you know, what are you doing? Like, what is happening? And when are you going to take responsibility for it? You know,
I mean, it's really simple to take responsibility. All it is that you have to do is ask questions. All you have to do is think, stop and think and say, before I put this in my mouth, where did it come from? What's in it?
Mm-hmm. Or in your arm?
Where did it come from?
Or on your body?
Who's giving it to me?
Yeah. You're going to have to transition yourself out of that convenient place. And that's where, and I think there's fear there. I think people are afraid to get away from their convenience. But you got to think about yourself as being very, very important. And your family. Your family is depending on you. So you got to step out of the convenience. So many of us don't want to cook. We think it's inconvenient. Let alone going out and finding out where our food is coming from. That's crazy. But the fact is, you will have well-being. You will become the person you're actually supposed to become.
So say our food is coming from the grocery store. What's wrong with that, Danae?
Where did it come from before it got there?
Can you trace that back?
Let's trace it back. We
don't
know.
Can you trace it back? If you're getting something from a grocery store, I want you to trace it back to actually the ingredient. Okay, let me give you an example. If you're eating almond flour crackers or whatever, anything, find out where that came from. If you're eating Chef Boyardee in a can, okay, maybe I shouldn't have said a brand. If you're eating something out of a can, I want you to find any ingredient, the first main ingredient. If it's supposed to be spaghetti and meatballs. I want you to find the meatballs. And I want you to go back to where the meatballs came from. And I want you to think, how far can you go? Can you find the meat source for the meatballs?
But doesn't that sound inconvenient, Neeti? Doesn't that sound too much work?
I think it is at first. But
I think I tried to trace the meatball. Okay. Let me just give you an example. I tried to trace the meatball. Couldn't, I got like ding, ding, ding. Oh God. It got so exhausting that I was like, I just don't need to eat that meatball.
Right. Okay? Yes. That is the point. They're alone. Like, if you get tired of tracing where your food came from, that's when you know there's, maybe this is the
or
reason why I feel this way.
Or if it's taken that much effort to trace exactly where the food came from.
If you can't go from here to here and know, like, what it is. Like, if you're getting stuff through a local somebody, all right? Then, because we are, right?
Yes.
Okay, we know where we're getting it from. If we're like, hey, this tastes funny today, I can call one somebody and get an answer. Yes. Why is it funny today?
And that food is one thing. It doesn't have an ingredients list that's 50 items long. It's one thing. You know what the food is.
That's, it's not a chemistry
that's a start.
Project.
It's
how about,
not
a, how about it's
that's
not
what
a
we
chemistry
mean by
project.
Chemistry project. That's what we mean.
I mean, but animals are currently a chemistry project, okay? Animals are currently a chemistry project. They're being raised in confined animal feeding operations. So what that means is that you have a building or a central location, okay? And I'm going to use the building as an example because currently everybody thinks chicken is the way to go, which makes me kind of frustrated. I don't want to hear one more person tell me they have to have more chicken, okay? So, and not just chicken, they only want the chicken breast. Like, what are you doing with the rest of the bird? I'm really confused. Like, what do you think happens to the rest of the chicken? You don't care, right? Because you only just get the breast. How many chickens have to be processed for you to make a meal of 4 chicken breasts? You know, do you even know? Mm-hmm. If you don't know, go look it up. Like, find out how much chicken has to happen for you to get 4 chicken breasts for a meal. And what does that actually cost? And, you know, we're talking about these things because when you have 20,000 birds in a house, like when I realized that when I was buying chicken, it was 40,000 birds in a house. I don't want to eat that. I want to eat the happy chicken is dancing outside and listening to the birds sing and, you know, just, you know, having its life.
Because those chickens that found sunshine and grass and soil and are happy are not going to make you sick.
Right. Because you need animals healthier than you are if you want to gain health. You cannot gain, you know what else? You can't gain, a plant can't, you know, people don't realize plants are alive. They're fighting for their lives. And if a plant can't get any nutrition or nourishment, which they cannot have without animals massaging the soil, without animals desiccating on the soil, you cannot grow seeds without animals. You cannot grow seeds without animals. You cannot grow seeds without animals.
So what you're trying to say, Neeti, is that to demonize the animals is not the way to be to bring in health into your life.
You can't villainize one something and have a whole.
Mm-hmm.
You can't villainize
it's not balanced.
One thing and then resolve the problem. That's the reason why when these people try to fix your one problem without fixing your whole body, they can never get anywhere. They'll never get anywhere. And you'll never gain anything. And guess what? We already know that because we're already experiencing it. That when you eat enough ibuprofen or acetaminophen or whatever, you're going to have a side effect of some other disease because you're bleeding in your gut every single time. Right. Every single time you take a tablet, that is a genetically modified tablet, that is some man-made tablet, that some human being doesn't know enough information because nature has it all figured out tablet. When you take that tablet, it's not self-regulating. It is going to have a side effect. It is going to cause 20 problems. And we already know that. Mm-hmm. You know that when you watch the commercial, it says side effects. When it says, why are you putting it in your mouth? Why are you not terrified? Why are you not terrified? Why are you not terrified?
It's just a lot, Neeti. That's why I think this show is important. It's a lot of information. It's a lot of problems that are happening. It's a lot to think about, to research.
But you only like things simple,
and
Valerie.
I do. I do. And so that's why it's important to have people talk about it. I think talking about these things and repetitiveness is the key to help people have an understanding of what's happening. Because we live our lives every day, and we're in a routine. When you're in a routine, it's very difficult to actually take a minute and look around and notice what
is
happening around
you. You don't have time to smell the roses?
You do have time, but are you taking it?
And why aren't you taking the time to smell the roses?
Because you are conditioned not to, basically.
Social engineering.
Yeah.
The social engineering. You are not productive if you aren't falling apart. You're not productive if you're smelling the roses. You're not productive if you took a nap. You're not productive if you sleep or eat. What? You're going to stop and eat food? You're going to stop and cook? What? You mean you're not going to come to the soccer field because you need to go home and cook your dinner because your kids? What? No. What is happening with society, guys?
We need to wake up.
It wasn't that long ago when that was completely, it was unheard of that you would schedule anything for your family between 5 and 7 p.m. because that was dinner time and nobody was going to go anywhere. So you would never have a practice. You would never have a rehearsal. You would never have a meeting or a phone call. Nobody would call your house during 5 and 7. It was courtesy. Never, ever make a phone call to anyone's house between 5 and 7. You are violating someone's sacred time at home for their meal. And where is that? Why is nothing sacred anymore? Nothing is sacred anymore. No one has a standard anymore. You know, you're not allowed to have standards because what? Because we're elitist because we have standards. Well, guess what? I have standards. I have standards. And I'm going to fight for my standards. And why aren't you?
And it's okay. It's okay for you to fight for what's important to you. Whatever's important to you, that's what we want you to fight for.
Right. We're not here to establish your value system.
Right.
No. What we're here to just do is give you information. And we are here to help you with the research, to help you understand what you're putting in your body, understand what is happening around you socially, and understand what is happening around you to the earth we're living on.
And we're talking about the social engineering. It sounds so big because it is big, and there's a lot of powerful components to it. But what you need to know is that you're really the one with the power. Part of the social engineering is dulling us down from realizing the power that we actually have. If you take a stance and you begin to care about yourself, shake yourself out of the convenience mode, and you start getting yourself to a place where you are now understanding what's going on, tracing back where your food is coming from, and deciding, I'm not going to put up with this. I'm out of convenience, and now I know I have whole food, but you know what? I want the quality to be better. So how do we do that? What we need to do is to take a stand. So we talked about
everybody having their
gardens, you know, knowing their farmers. What happens if you do that? If you do that, the social engineering project is forced to change. We're all in this together. That's why we're doing the show. We want to build a community. We want people to really understand that this is happening to them.
It's already happening to you, people. It's already happening. I have so many people say to me, I don't need to be a regenerative, you know, I don't need to do this. I don't need to, you know, join this or do that or see whomever because, you know, my life is great and everything's awesome. You know, I think it's really interesting that it's awesome until you get that diagnosis. And I think it's awesome that you get the diagnosis and you're shocked and you're wondering, Why is it me? I mean, right this minute, I don't know anybody who hasn't had a diagnosis of something, even if it's just a migraine.
Right.
Yes. Even if it's just an allergy.
even if it's that you can't sleep at night.
And that's the new normal.
It's the new normal. It isn't normal. It is the new normal. And so, ladies, we're about out of time.
Yes.
We got to get ready to wrap this up. But in closing, we invite you to join us and hear our view. We will have guests on the show. We want to share live perspectives with you. We want you to hear people in our community that are succeeding. Everyone is important, and every one of them is a star, and every one of them has a very, very important story that we hope that you'll be able to gain from. And we want you to know that everything that we're doing in promoting regenerative lifestyles is really to reverse the browning of the earth, because humanity is at risk right now. We are not going to have, they're telling you that we're not going to have enough food for people, because what they want to do is sell you a bunch of powders and chemistry project stuff and have everybody on medication and be a chemistry project, okay, yourself. That's what has to happen. What they're not saying is that the solution is easy. The solution is simple. The solution is in your hands, because the minute you stop paying for and supporting and funding centralized food, you basically have resolved the health crisis, the economy crisis, the national debt crisis. You can resolve everything just simply by not participating in the grocery store.
Change the lack of convenience, or the giving of convenience, to giving of power. Take your power. You have the power to drive your life and have it be in a way that's not sick.
Take your health back.
Fight for your life.
Friends, we hope that this production has served you in some way today. If you would like to hear more shows like this, please help us grow our army of Minas by visiting our website and making a donation today. We are a 501c3 nonprofit corporation, and you know, I ask that you please like and share this video, follow us on Facebook, become involved with us on Instagram and Twitter, and all of our links can be found in the show notes. Thank you.